Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone joins us. He's the arts editor of Metroland, which is out and on, on stands, on stoops, on counters throughout the region. I just picked up mine a few moments ago. Good morning, sir.
Leaning against the doors of bars that haven't opened yet.
Yeah, that too.
For the smiling happy bull. It's the local food issue.
Yes, absolutely. And it looks great, and I look forward to digging into it.
Our food critic, B.A. Nilsson, nearly gets bitten by a donkey.
Really?
I'd recommend it, yeah.
Oh, right, excellent. Being bitten by a donkey or reading the article about him being
both.
Bitten? Yeah, okay, excellent. good morning and welcome. What's upcoming? What should we know about?
There is a major exhibit opening at the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie. It's called Imperial Augsburg, Renaissance Prints and Drawings, 1475 to 1540. So that's old.
That's very old. And this is one of my favorite museums. I think if you haven't been down to the Lehman Loeb Art Center in Vassar, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful museum. And they have great stuff, wonderful curators there, and it's terrific. So promises to be a wonderful show. What else?
Then we have a theater troupe that's new to me. The Soul Rebel Performance Troupe.
Yeah.
They're in one of the churches they haven't torn down yet in Watervliet. they're doing August Wilson's Fences. That opens Friday the 19th, and that runs through October 5th on the weekends.
A searing drama.
Yes, indeed. And then we have this great event down at Basilica Hudson on Friday and Saturday night. It's an Alex Cox Film Festival. Alex Cox is that sort of rebel indie filmmaker who's been around since the 80s. Friday night, they're going to show Straight to Hell Returns, which was a sort of a director's recut of his 1987 punk spaghetti western, which I actually haven't seen since 1987. And then Saturday night, they're going to show Walker with Ed Harris and Repo Man. And he's going to do extended Q&As both nights.
And we were really excited about this. And we were talking to the folks from Basilica Hudson a few weeks ago. And we were talking about the event. And I said, oh, you don't think that Alex would do an interview, do you? And he goes, oh, yes, of course. And he'll be on our show tomorrow. So
that's
we're very,
terrific.
Very excited to talk to him. I'm a huge fan. And I have my own extended Q&A for him. So I look forward to that that tomorrow. The Alex Cox Film Festival is at Basilica Hudson on Friday and Saturday. So very fun. What else?
Oh, it's a big cultural weekend in Albany Center Square. First off, before we get to the outside stuff, there's opera at the Emmanuel Baptist Church. There's going to be an orchestra with chorus and soloists under the direction of Michael Clement, and it's Handel's Julius Caesar in Egypt. So it's a one of those Baroque operas where even Julius Caesar is sung by a woman because it was probably designed for a castrato or something.
Yeah.
But that's Friday night and Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. And then also Friday, up in Schuylerville, a new exhibit at the Laffer Gallery, Landscapes, and it's featuring renowned regional landscape artist Harry Orlick. There's a reception Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m., and that's ongoing through October 26th.
If I may say, just for a moment, this is a beautiful gallery. It's very,
yeah,
very nice, and they do really cool shows. And so it's right on Broad Street, and so yeah, you should check that out. A lot of fun, and of course, landscapes. I mean, that's what we're into around here.
Exactly. That's Saturday afternoon that opens.
Yeah, cool stuff.
And then it's time for Lark Fest.
Yay!
Just Center Square's own Lollapalooza, food and vendors and ton of bands, local, Merck, Conehead Buddha, Chronicles, Wild Adriatic, Holly and Evan. That's Saturday afternoon for like 7 hours. I'm sort of nostalgic when Metroland used to be in Center Square. Our parking lot was sort of like a, an open bathroom for Lark Fest. So I guess I missed that.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
And then Tuesday night, at the Spectrum 8 Theaters in Albany, they're showing the documentary David Bowie Is. And this is about a David Bowie exhibit that was at the Victoria and Albert Museum. Have you ever been there in London?
Yes.
I just remember a lot of doorknobs.
I think you're right. Sure,
it's that kind of museum. It's a design museum, and that's what the exhibit is. It's costumes and it's lyric sheets and it's all sorts of ephemera, and it looks really interesting. And since the exhibit isn't coming any closer to Albany, then it was in Toronto, and I guess it's in Chicago next time. You should go see the documentary.
Yeah, I saw it was just in Chicago, and they were getting ready for it, and the publicity is amazing on it. But it looks like a really cool exhibit, so this is very neat.
Yeah, it's Tuesday night at the Spectrum. Then we have a bunch of new movies opening.
My goodness, six.
Yes. Yes, indeed. The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby, which is a relationship drama with Jessica Chastain and James McAvoy. Then we have The Maze Runner, which is sort of looks like The Hunger Games. I don't know. they try to kill teenagers. I don't know.
Okay.
And then we have what looks like a really interesting movie called My Old Lady, which Kevin Kline plays sort of a man in genteel poverty who inherits a apartment in Paris and discovers that Maggie Smith is squatting there.
Oh, this looks great.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer for this. This looks really good. Although I could just watch Maggie Smith, you know, like eat pudding.
Exactly.
I find that to be great acting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this weekend's big comedy is called This Is Where I Leave You, sort of wackiness at a funeral with Tina Fey and Jane Fonda. I am puzzled by this genre because I have been to my fair share of funerals, and they're never wacky.
Well, I have to say, I'm a huge fan of the book. The book is by a man by the name of Jonathan Troper, and it is the book came out several years ago, and I don't know, I just picked it up and I became just enamored by it. It was one of the best books I read that year, and it's about a family who is sitting shiva for a week, and so they're bound by their mother and the religion to be together. It was their father's wish, and I don't know that it's wacky as much as it is just everyone's personality comes out, and anytime you are going to be that locked in with family, things are going to happen. And I don't know how overplayed it gets in the movie, although I did see a preview when I was in New York in May. There was an event with Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, the director, and Jonathan Troper. And what I saw and the scenes they were showing looked brilliant. And
really?
So I really look forward to it. It seems to be very well done and very true to the book. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Huh? Because I have to say the trailer is cut for maximum wackiness.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
To do.
and I don't even know, because they don't make it, I don't know how much they get into, because much of the book is about this whole idea of sitting shiva, which I think is interesting in and of itself. I don't know how much of that they get into the film and to put it into that context, which would, you know, make it stranger and yes, wackier. But I think I'll be interested to see what they do to it. I'm hopeful. It's got a great cast.
Yeah. Then we have Tusk, which is a feature-length horror cartoon by Kevin Smith of Clerks fame. I'll give him credit for trying the genre. It's getting not great reviews, but there you go. And then we have Liam Neeson doing that Liam Neeson thing, taking on serial killers in A Walk Among the Tombstones. So you just have to imagine Liam Neeson doing that voice.
Yes. You know. Being Liam Neeson.
Being Liam Neeson.
He's Liam Neeson at least once a year in one of these movies, isn't he?
I think it's twice a year now.
Is it twice a year? Up to twice a year he's Liam Neeson. Excellent.
Yep.
Well, you can find out more by going to Metroland.net. Better yet, pick up a copy. It's the food issue, and there's a lot of great stuff and a lot of fun to read. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. Sean, always a pleasure. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.